This is a Deese World production in association with Pants Pending Studios. Hello, my gentle snowflakes. This is Deese. You know me as host of The Social Hour, but now you can find me every Tuesday hosting the brand new Drink and Debate podcast. The Drink and Debate is an improv comedy competition in which four teams of comedians from all over the Pacific Northwest face off for beer, glory, and the title of Master Debaters. Wait, what? For beer, glory, as they master debating. Shit. Master to debater. It still sounds like I'm saying masturbate. Master to... son of a bitch. Screw it, we're doing it live! As comedians debate some things, so join us on the Drink and Debate podcast. Every Tuesday, you can find us on socialhourpod.com or on iTunes. And find the Drink and Debate live shows every month at the Spokane Comedy Club, hosted by myself and comedian Nick Cavassier. Go to SpokaneComedyClub.com for all the details. We'll see you there.
Hey guys and gals, do you like video games? More importantly, do you like to laugh?
I'm Indiana Jonesing for a good time.
Me too! Do you feel like your gaming life has been a little empty recently? Well, that's because you haven't been watching me play video games with an accompaniment of hilarious commentary.
Boom!
Challenges are unavailable. Combat is unavailable. That's all my life is unavailable.
Look, and all the children are here at the daycare center. Oh, and look who's gunning them down.
Ah! Are you kidding?
So you only have to pay $47 to come back to life on Pandora?
Yes.
That's not bad. The sad thing is you have to pay $97 for a blowjob.
As long as we're not bloodbending, we're good.
Like in Airbender?
Yeah, Avatar.
Avatar.
Not the M. Night Shyamalan atrocity.
Oh, God. We don't talk about that. That's not
a
thing.
We definitely talk about
that. We don't.
Time to give Captain Flint the old sloppy marauder, eh, soldier dud?
Oh, he's giving him those guns right in the rusty trombone. That's slang for butthole.
Oh, my.
So join me and watch as I conquer the video game world one joke at a time. It's called League, and you can find it at CelebrateGeek.com/videos or straight to the YouTube channel at bit.ly/CelebrateGeek.
That's the worst promo I've ever heard.
You're now listening to The Social Hour.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm.
Well, yeah, I've been trying to blow myself for the last 20 years, so it kind of makes sense.
Get ready for The Social Hour.
Live from Deese World Studios in Spokane, Washington, this is The Social Hour. On today's show, comedian Hannah Tilly, I am producer Travis Swartout, and now your hosts, Monica Stutz, and still unable to dance again because his guilty feet ain't got no rhythm, Deese Casillas.
Malam Keen, everyone, welcome to the show. This is The Social Hour. I am Deese. Thank you for joining us for another fantastic episode. With me, as always, we have Monica Stutz.
Hello.
And Traz Swartout.
Hey, how's it going, everyone?
How you doing, gang? Thanks for hanging out on The Social Hour once again. We appreciate your diligence coming through. You know what to do. Like us on Facebook. Go to Pants Pending Studios. Like the whole network. Follow all the shows. Give us a good rating on iTunes. What's the best thing you can do? If you like what you hear, tell a friend. Let someone else know. Numbers are climbing. Just talked to Andrew the other day. The network's getting a lot, all kinds of numbers. We've got new shows coming out. just announced Selfie Dad Burr Martin coming to the network.
Woo-hoo.
Bringing his show. I'm going to be guesting on that coming up soon. That'll be fun. We're going to be working out the beats on that show. So I'm looking forward to that. Lots of stuff going on. Oh, and if you want to see the head of Pants Pending shave his head, we just need 50 more people to pledge on Patreon by May 1st, and he will scorch the earth, shave his head. All you got to do is give a little. You can do one-time donation or subscribe monthly to all the great shows on Pants Pending. You can now find the Drink and Debate on Pants Pending Studios. New episodes. We're going every other Tuesday is what I'm going to be doing with this show now. But I want to ask you guys a question. I'm thinking about adding a third show that I'm going to be doing. I'm going to do a show. I'll still be doing two weekly shows. One I'll do in, you know, the Drink and Debate will go back and forth with this other show I'm going to do. And I want you listeners to let me know. I want you guys to talk about this. But I have had this concept about a show called Red Wine Confessions, where I just get drunk with, comedians or other people, well-to-do people, and get them to just talk about very intimate but funny things. It'll be about an hour-long show. Mm-hmm. It's just one-on-one. Me and them getting drunk by a fireplace, real classy, wearing robes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or I've had this long desire to do a sports podcast. So...
I mean, just immediately one of those sounds way more intriguing and interesting to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the sports one?
Yeah, definitely right. Not sports, honestly. Yeah. Sorry.
Traz is a sports guy. That's okay.
No, but I think sports has a lot of potential. You know, that's a big market. A lot of people like sports. There's a lot to talk about. Mm-hmm. There's, like, new exciting things happening every week.
Yeah. I thought about maybe doing the sports show as a kind of once a month, end of the month, like, wrap up, like, this month in sports type of thing. Mm-hmm. Instead of trying to do like keep up with a weekly sports grind,
yeah.
Do like a, you know, because then you could talk about, you know, that's kind of that month's work. You have a lot of fodder instead of like digging to try to talk about, well, Javarian Thompson's mom didn't like the way he acted after he kicked a field goal that didn't go in. And let's be fair. There's no Javarian Thompson's kicking field goals in the NFL. It's the Janikowskis of the world. Whiter names is what I'm saying. I'm trying to debate and kind of figure out what I want to do next, where I want to put my time. I need you guys to help me out. Let me know. Because I made a joke about this whole getting drunk with comedians podcast on Facebook and Instagram the other night. And I actually got a lot of people be like, oh, I listen to that. I want to, that sounds like a great show. And I'm like, oh, okay. So maybe that's it's a little easier to sell.
Absolutely. I think that.
So,
and as just a person, I would love to be on that show. Like, we got some red wine and crying to do.
Right, yeah. and I want it to be red wine specifically because there's something about wine, a lucid wine drunk, that you get like being drunk. Speaking of sports,
sorry, yeah, my ESPN app. Russell Westbrook.
Somehow being drunk on red wine really does bring out a different kind of a lucid feeling to you when you're hanging out. You know, it's different than being drunk on tequila or beer or anything else.
Yeah,
it's just a softer. You feel, get more in touch with your emotions. And just more expressive, you know. When I used to do a ton of writing, and I couldn't drink and write unless I was, the only thing I could do is drink red wine. Because mm-hmm. I'd feel that kind of just gets you a little loose and you feel okay and kind of get in touch with your emotions. And something about being those grapes from the earth and the fertile soil of a young, young woman and thinking of her Gentile relations.
Red wine makes you want to too.
Yeah.
fornicate on the grass with the tannins of her sweet, sweet fish. Anyway, I'm thinking about doing one or the other. No guarantees on timeline because my fucking schedule's a nightmare as it is. But I'm thinking about it, and I'm gonna go bi-weekly on the Drink and Debate just because I fucking want to, and I'm the boss of that. So that's what I'm gonna do. But I think it'll be good. It'll be good.
What? I mean, this is probably just the dumbest idea, but what if you just did both? 1 week it was like talking about sports. 1 week it was talking about people crying.
Well, I can't do both because the off week is the drinking debate.
Okay.
So it would be every other week. So I'm thinking, you know, I still was kind of hoping to try and maybe do a test show of a sports show right after the Super Bowl. Because that's kind of like right after the football's just been done. There's a lot of football talk. NBA is ramping up. That's when the NBA kicks in the second half of their season and really means something, you know.
Yeah.
Nobody fucking cares about hockey.
So you're actually going to watch the Super Bowl this time?
I always watch the Super Bowl.
Last year, I had to give you all the breakdown of how the whole thing went.
Who was in the Super Bowl last year?
That was the Broncos and the Panthers.
Did I watch that?
You didn't, because I had to tell you what happened.
You know, maybe I missed that one. Most of the time I do, but to be fair, I could give a shit less about the Broncos or the Panthers.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Like, I mean, those are, at least if the Patriots are there, I hate the Patriots, and
yeah.
I'm watching to try to hope they lose.
Right.
If the Broncos are there, I'm like, I that's a zero. Like, at least there's something on the meter when it comes to the Patriots or, like, the Cowboys. I actually hate those teams.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, the Broncos are just a zero to me. There's no, it elicits no emotion whatsoever.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Most of the time, I've watched almost all Super Bowls I watch. I feel like I watched part of last year. I don't know. That was a year ago. Who the fuck knows?
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
I recall.
Dude, I think you would be really, really, really good at hosting a sports podcast.
Yeah?
I just feel like you're passionate about it, and you're able to, like, talk about things in a funny way. And like.
I just think you'd have to make sure. I mean, it's like, it's also doing your homework for it. Like, you have to make sure that you're not just watching Jaws 3 times a week. Like, you have
Jaws is real. Don't tell me not to
watch
Jaws
all the games 3 times a week.
And
pay attention, and you're very opinionated. It's usually one-sided, so, you know.
Sports is crazy. Like, you can get killed for your opinions in sports.
Well, here's the deal. You can't opinion about how well teams are doing. All you can do is talk. All you can do is talk about the facts. When it comes to things like who your favorite team is, it just comes down to passion. Just because other people want to hate my favorite team, doesn't mean that.
Sorry about Saturday.
What happened Saturday? Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. Our third string quarterback. Where were the 49ers in the playoff picture?
We are just worried about next year.
Okay. Yeah. Why is that? Because he didn't make it to
rebuilding.
The playoffs.
We're rebuilding.
Okay. Call it what you want. You get sucked.
Derek Carr went to Fresno State. We went to the same high school, and so that was upsetting that this year that the Raiders had gone as far as they did, and that they didn't have a real opportunity. All four games this weekend, though, it was kind of like the same score. It was, you know, like 26-7 or 26-13.
Yeah.
Everybody, it wasn't any close games. There was a clear winner for each game.
Yeah, I as soon as Carr went down, I'm like, okay, well, our season's done. I'm done. I had no fucking, there was nothing in my head, no pipe dreams about us going any further without him. People were like, oh, well, maybe. And I'm like, even if we beat the Texans, then what? We got to play Dallas or whoever. Like, if we're going to win that game, not a chance, you know, not with a second or third string quarterback. So it doesn't matter. Just kind of. Yeah, whatever. But I actually got into it one time with a buddy of mine, his friend, who was we went to go watch a Lakers game together. And my buddy is a big Celtics fan, and it was Celtics Lakers game. And his friend that I had never met before was a big Lakers fan also. So we're watching this game, and, you know, me and his buddy are rooting for the Lakers, and he's rooting for the Celtics. And it was a year when I knew we weren't going to make, you know, we were maybe going to make the playoffs, but beyond that, like, there was no chance the Lakers were going to win a title that year.
Yeah.
And I'm talking to my buddy's friend, who is the Lakers fan also.
So this is probably in the last, like, five.
This
five
is like probably 6 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, and I think it was right before the Lakers got Gasol, right in between, you know, like Shaq and Gasol. So when they just weren't there yet. And my buddy's friend, who was a Lakers fan, was like, oh, no, we're going to make the playoffs this year and we're going to win. I'm like, I don't think so, man. And he's like, oh, yeah, yeah, we will. I'm a big fan. I go, listen, there's no one who's a bigger Lakers fan than I am. I grew up on the Lakers. I love the Lakers. I will always be a diehard Lakers fan. I bleed purple and gold. What I also am is not living in a land of make-believe. I can be realistic and look at my team and be like, yeah, we ain't fucking good enough, dude. There's no way in hell. Is the rest of the team dying on All-Star Day in Phoenix? Is there like a Al-Qaeda crashing a plane into some arena where half of the NBA is? Is that why the Lakers get a chance to win? Because otherwise, it's not happening.
Yeah.
And I remember how mad he got at me because they didn't believe the Lakers could win. And I'm like, dude, I'm just being realistic. Like, we look at our team. We're not good enough. Well, don't get me wrong. He kept like getting mad. I'm like, don't get me wrong. I want them to win. I would love for them to win. It's not going to happen, yeah, though. At a certain point, you just have to be willing to understand the reality.
You got to have faith.
Oh, God. No. Faith is one thing. Foolish, sometimes just
yes,
foolish.
Yes, but it's you either believe or you don't.
No, I always love my team, but I'm also realistic. Yeah. You know, I can't.
Well, you're year-round bah humbug.
That's not a bah humbug.
You're a good sports podcaster.
Yeah, you just reality.
You can have fun with it. You can have your team that you get excited for, but you just keep it real and are just normal, and that's really appreciated.
Yeah.
And some of those sports podcaster guys are just like really over the top, a little bit like crazy.
Sure. And
you'll have to come up with, even though people can't see you, you still have to come up with a signature look. Because I love the sportscasters that have like the...
You don't think I have a signature look?
I mean... No, not really. I mean, you could do like the always have fun socks on.
Mm-hmm.
And like every, you know, since now that we get to post little things and stuff like that, you know, be like socks of the day.
Yeah, socks of
but
the day.
But I love that. I don't know. I just like that sportscaster that he has the crazy suits.
Oh, Craig Sager.
Craig Sager,
yeah. He just died.
Yeah.
So Craig Sager is my hero. I want to go to that estate sale just to get some of those suits. That guy balled out of control.
I know. I thought there was going to be like a big auction for it or something.
All right. Our guest is going to be here shortly. Hannah Tilley, great comedian, one of my favorites. She's a sweetheart, just super funny. And really, in the last few months, been just growing by leaps and bounds. She's a phenom. I'm excited to have her on. So, but before we do that, before we get to the break, let's get into some Monica's Munchies.
Chichita. Now it's time for... Monica's Munchies.
All right, well, I just moved over to a Dishman Mike in 16th, so there's a couple new restaurants around me that I'm really interested in trying. This one is called Bangkok Thai. There is a location on Grand, I believe, as well.
There's one down, isn't there Bangkok Thai down by Nolai?
No, that's Thai Bamboo.
No, down by Nolai in the river? Thai.
It's not Thai Bamboo, it's Bangkok. It's not the same, though.
Anyway, Bangkok Thai.
Oh, no, maybe it is. Maybe it is. Okay, so I've never been to any of the ones as far as, yeah, so there's one on Grand. Yeah, that is the one because it's off of Trent. And then the one on Argonne. The one on Argonne's a little is kind of smaller, a little more hidden. It's right around the corner from Badass, since you'll be there tomorrow.
Yeah.
There's always traditionally some things that I get. You've been with me. You know how much I love Thai food.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I always like to get the Tom Kha Gai soup, which is the coconut curry broth with chicken and mushrooms. That one was amazing. There wasn't a lot of spice on it. I think I got a 4. I think it's another one of those places where they are a little safe on the spice, so just
sure.
Tell them to go for it full blast if you want.
Err on the side of caution on the,
yeah.
For the.
And I got the pad thai. You know, I always like to check out how traditional a pad thai is, and this is definitely one of the more traditional ones that I'd found. And then we did a beef dish with like a brown sauce and mushrooms, bell peppers, broccoli, and everything like that. And my mom is. I didn't add any. I think I just did a 3 on the spice to that. But my mom's pretty she isn't too extravagant with her food choices, and she loved this and wasn't going to let me keep the leftovers at my house. But everything overall was phenomenal. It is a little more on the pricey side. I do like when I can find Thai a little less expensive. Like that's always a nice find for me. But this is definitely you're paying for quality.
Yeah.
So I really enjoyed it. Yeah, and I'm enjoying finding new little spots around my house to check out because everybody.
Have you been to that pizza place, that Badlander Pizza or whatever it's called, or like there's some pizza place right over there? It's supposed to be pretty good, or like it's kind of I think it's Badlander or something.
Oh, are you talking about they've got like games and stuff?
Yeah, yeah,
kids? Yeah. That place is right on Dishman Micah in like 16.
Yeah, it's a couple blocks from your house, it's like just one street over.
Savage Land. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So before I think try I've it seen out. That sign and not really known what was over there.
Yeah.
So just right before it's right before 8th then.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's
well, maybe we could go there tomorrow before the brewery tasting.
That'd be cool. Yeah, I'm down. The one thing I will say about Spokane is we have terrible Asian food for the most part, except for Thai. We actually have some really good Thai places.
Yeah, I cannot find a Chinese place that I'm really like, finally. Ming Hua is probably the closest that I've found, but I still cannot just get good Chinese here. But Thai, we actually do pretty well. And pho, which is Vietnamese, so...
Okay, what do you give it on the? Sorry, guest is here. I don't want to rush you, but what do we get? What do you give it on the munchie meter?
I give it an 8.5. Really great quality. Only thing, just a little pricey. With Asian food, I like to be able to try lots of different things. So it's nicer when you can find things that are a little more economical. But
yeah, it's one thing too about Spokane. The Asian food prices seem to be higher.
It did, because
like in bigger cities, you can pick a couple things and kind of eat them with the table.
Right.
They're big enough. They're not like family style, but they're big enough where like 2 to 3 people can have a couple pieces of it, and you can pick through like 6 things. And I like that too when you go to an Asian place. So
I just always feel like you want to do family style, and so when it's just 2 people eating, you know, buying more than 2 entrees and soup and it being over $40 is
a little crazy.
So I do like when they do like combination things or cheaper prices, but excellent, check it out.
All right, so check out Taste of Thai,
Bangkok Thai.
There are a couple locations all over town, so try them out there. Monica's pick of the week for Monica's Munchies.
The address for mine was 101 North Argonne Road.
Perfect, yeah. Check it out and go into, you can look up all the past places on the website of Monica's visited. Just go through the podcast or search Monica's Munchies and you'll get a list of all the places she's done over the years. So there's some good ones on there. Go back through and check them out. But we're going to take a quick break, guys, and we'll be right back with comedian Hannah Tilley.
Hi, I'm Ash.
Hi, I'm Steven.
I write fan fiction.
I'm a podcaster and a comedian, and neither of us
have seen a lot of movies, so we decided to get caught up
on our catalog of movies. And while talking about it,
I decided that we should podcast all of it.
And now, 2 years later, we're still at it.
And we're kind of a little bit more professional than ever. He wants to touch the...
Piney.
Bryan Cranston, the one that knocks.
That is.
And the one that sends the Power Rangers out to go touch things.
I don't know how to... He wants to get vertical on the Limbo Shack. What the... She is your soulmate because the Lord has told me...
What? What? He wants... to jump through that tent and into the canyon and fly away while holding a ketchup bottle. I don't know how it works.
He wants to Left Eye Lopez for Destiny's Child.
So join us every Monday on iTunes, Stitcher,
or here on the Pants Pending Studios podcast network,
which you can find at pantspending.com.
This week in Deez Nuts. The fascination with the undead is one of the largest trends in modern fiction, and the debate of how long one would last in a zombie apocalypse is a constant topic of conversation. But recent research shows that life with zombies wouldn't last that long. A new study concludes that ravening zombie hordes would reduce Earth's population to no more than 200 survivors within 100 days. The research also showed that it will take 1.5 more seasons of The Walking Dead to make everyone want to kill themselves. And that's this week in D's Nuts.
Hey, did what's your name get at you yesterday?
Oh.
D's Nuts.
Welcome back, folks, for the second half of the Social Hour. Still enjoying my Wham! George Michaels. Can't get enough. Just still don't know when I can be funny again. Like I said, George Michael dying is my 9/11. Truly, truly rocked my world. So we're just going to kick back and listen to some Everything She Wants. This is quietly a...
Did you go karaoke?
I have a couple times. Oh yeah. Yeah, you bet. This is quietly one of the better Wham! Songs that doesn't get enough radio play. But we are joined in studio by comedian Hannah Tilly. Hannah, how you doing, dear?
Hey, I'm good. Thanks.
You looking good? Feeling good?
Yes, feeling very good.
She got her water and her beer.
Yep.
Drinking her, we are drinking on some, I meant to talk about this the first half of the show. This is our beer of the week. We've got Elysian out of Ellens, out of, they're in Ellensburg, right? Seattle, they're in Seattle. It is their Split Shot Espresso Milk Stout. It's an ale brewed with coffee. Split Shot combines the local talents of Elysian Brewing and Stumptown Coffee into the deliciously smooth, very Northwest beer. 6% ABV. Very nice, smooth, not too over-the-top smoky or roasty taste. You guys all enjoying your beer? Somebody.
Yeah, this is my absolute favorite coffee beer I've ever had, or even probably stout, honestly.
All right.
So just that.
It's a great beer.
It's better than Guinness, in my opinion. Which is
I don't like either. I don't like Guinness.
Really?
No, I don't like Guinness.
I was going to ask you that later on. Does Deuce like it?
Were you? Oh. All right, everyone kick back. Enjoy a little, just the last bit of this George Michael. We're going to get quite a bit of this over the next couple weeks. I can't say enough. Hannah, how'd you feel about George Michael and Wham?
I don't care.
Oh, my God.
Straight up.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Killing me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're gonna fade this out. Just put it in the background, let it jam for a little. That you have in my baby. You know what? I'm gonna. Oh god, I can't wait. I just thought of something really cool. Okay, it's good.
Okay.
It's good stuff. All right. Well, we are back, guys. Just kicking it. Listen to some Wham. We got Hannah Tilly in studio. I am excited to have Hannah here. She is one of my favorite comedians here in Spokane. I've made that known to her several times. I think she is extremely funny. Very talented. And she's also going to be leading a team for this February's Drink and Debate. Mm-hmm. Going to be at the Spokane Comedy Club. That's 315 West Sprague Avenue on February 5th. No, February 5th. Yes.
Yes.
Correct, Hannah?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yes, correct. And do you have your team assembled?
I do.
Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll talk about it a little bit.
A little bit?
Yeah.
Tell us what you got. Who are you working with?
Well, I'm working with Jessica Watson, who I know you've had
on the show.
The Drink and Debate
yeah.
show.
Okay,
yeah,
let's...
Which show?
The Drink and Debate show, yeah.
I think she's really funny, and she's just consistently really good at the Drink and Debates.
She's a silent killer on the Drink and Debate. She's a beast, yep.
Yeah, so I wanted her, and I also picked Casey Strain, just because I thought all of our moods would jive pretty well together.
Yeah.
We're all relatively easygoing, and I think Casey's also really funny.
Yep.
So I wanted them backing me because they're funnier than I am.
Oh, I don't know about that. But they're great on the Drink and Debate.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Those guys know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So come join us at 315 West Sprague Avenue on February 5th at 8 p.m. You can find me. Hit me up for some free tickets given away. And Hannah will have tickets coming out soon, too, so join that show. So we're going to get into it and talk to Hannah a little bit. I have a couple things I want to chat about real quick before we get into this. For new listeners, this will be new. For old listeners, this is not going to be new. I have a running dalliance with the security team at the Walmart, the local Walmart by my house. And I had another run-in recently.
Dear God.
So I want you guys to tell me if this makes me an asshole. I run in one morning in before work, and I, you know, here's the thing. Sometimes profiling isn't a bad thing, okay? And I run in, I'm clean cut, I got my suit on, I'm dressed nice, you know, nice dress shoes, tie, just dressed nice. I'm going in, and I'm in a hurry. When I'm in a Walmart, I treat life like I'm a Mako shark. Like, if I stop moving, I'm gonna die, right? Like, gotta keep moving. I cut right back to the dog food, grab my big sack of dog food, throw it over my shoulder, grab some dog treats. I ran back and cruised through something else. I grabbed something else. We'll say toothpaste or something. A couple other small items. And took them up, paid for them. And I went to the door. And usually I just can walk right out. And because they know, like, they have security team there, Hannah. I'm not sure if you're familiar with this. There's people in yellow vests. And they want to stop you and they want to see your receipt. Okay? This is a policy I do not abide by.
This is the Wellesley one, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Apparently, they're doing this at more Walmarts, but this was the Wellesley one. So my general reaction is when they say, "Do you have your receipt?" My answer is yes, and I just keep walking. Or they say, "Can I receive your receipt?" And I say no, and I just keep walking. Or I just cut. I don't say anything. I just walk right past them. Because my stance is, I've gone in, picked out my shit, I paid for my shit, fucking leaving. I don't want anything to do with any of you people anymore. Leave me alone. So I get caught up behind this old lady in a grocery cart, and she's pushing. I get jammed up behind her, and I can't just do my move where I bail. So the lady in the grocery cart, and it's the girl, the same girl who's there every day, and she gives me the eyeballs like, this is my moment. I'm going to get this guy this time. And I'm like, oh, fuck. So I get jammed up. She doesn't stop the lady in the cart with a cart full of shit. I've got three bags on one arm and my other arm with a 50-pound bag of dog food holding it over my shoulder. She goes, can I have your receipt? And I go, I fucking lost it. I lost it. And I go, are you serious? I go, it's in my fucking bag. How do you want me to get it?
Wait, time out. You started this conversation by saying, am I the asshole?
No, but what's the policy here? Because what's she going to do? She's going to get the receipt, highlight and put a highlight mark on it, put it back in the bag, and I'm going to leave. She's not going to check anything. She's not going to do anything else. I lost it. I'm like, no, you can't see my fucking receipt. Stop asking me. I'm not going to show you my receipt. I'm not a fucking criminal. I came here. I bought my shit. I'm leaving. How come you didn't ask the lady with the cart full of stuff that probably has nothing else to do today but hopefully not die? I am actually on my way to go do things. I've got a 50-pound bag of dog food over my shoulder and the other arm full of, and you want me to stop, put this all down, dig my receipt out, and for what? For what? What are we gaining? What is this retarded policies we've put ourselves through? Like, we built this society. We're allowed to. We built this gilded cage of just fucking retarded concepts that we have to adhere to. Like, doesn't anyone stop and go, we're in charge? we can make rules that make sense and do what we want to do. When does anyone stop and think about that? Instead of just being like, you're a human, I'm a human. You have a bag of dog food and a couple things. You're in here regularly. You certainly don't look like a criminal. We've got a million video cameras in here. You couldn't have stolen shit. It's 8 in the morning. Probably most, you know, does he think, what's her fantasy? Like, I shoulder roll out of a window, hop a helicopter, and I'm off to fucking Mexico with my dog food and, like, off-brand toilet paper and toothpaste for the day. Like, what is the fantasy that these people think is actually happening? I don't understand. Like, can't we just be like, thanks for coming?
Yeah. I know. I missed that for the Walmart where there was, like, you know, somebody, like a you know, handicapped person or whatever, that would greet everybody, and it was very nice and everything. And now it's like there's a shakedown at the end of
it's
your
aggressive.
Experience. Besides the fact that you have to deal with everybody under the sun that has an issue in that place. You on the way out, they want to pat you down and see if you paid for the shit that you purchased anyways.
Can I please have a moment? This Walmart topic is like something that I really have to get off my chest. It's like one of the most passionate things. First of all, fuck Walmart.
Yeah, Traz hates Walmart.
And so here's why. Because Walmart came into Spokane and like all over the whole country using like a bullshit corporate fascist like competitive advantage, like getting free money from Wall Street. So they're able to like basically come into a town and be like, oh, we're Walmart. We're fucking cool and awesome. We're going to have 24-hour access. We're going to have like nice-ass old people that greet you. Like we're going to have the lowest prices. We're going to have every fucking thing you could ever want. And so people were stoked. They're like, yo, Walmart, that sounds awesome. Thanks, guys. But then what Walmart did was they came in. They used their corporate fascist money to like get a competitive advantage and put everyone out of business. And then it's like they've been rolling back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Rolling back the hours, increasing the prices, bringing in asshole security people instead of nice old people. And it's like you can just see and feel all that. It's just like
I think the Wellesley one definitely has a different vibe going on to it. Because the two in the valley, I haven't experienced that. They do have somebody standing over there that will kind of be checking. What's funny is they do check the person that's holding a bag. They don't check the person with the long receipt because, well, what's the point that they're going to be like,
what's the point at all?
You know, but I mean, it's a security purpose so the people wouldn't come in.
I've never seen them
see somebody there.
I've never seen them check items off and be like, you got this, 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 and this. All they do is see it, make a mark, and off they go.
Yeah.
And the worst part about it is, like,
Costco started that.
I at least respect Costco.
See, that's exactly how I
With Walmart, like, they have all the self-checkers now, which I refuse, or the self-checkout lines, which I refuse to use.
Yeah.
Ever. Never.
It is like,
I won't do it. I don't fucking work there. I'm not checking my own bags. Guess what? You pay me an hourly wage, and I'll, apparently, I was on the schedule, and I didn't realize it. Should have let me know. So
what's
it's
funny
like,
is they even have those at like Home Depot or something. So you're.
I
like,
actually told someone one time. I go, Do you know how you would have known what's on my receipt and what I bought if you would have fucking checked me out? Then you would have known what I bought.
There's that vein.
Then it would have been absolutely crystal clear. But because I go pick my shit out. You check yourself out.
Okay, well
now you want
to
check
you
my
receipt.
You keep
going back to Walmart to save that $1.99 on your dog food. So
actually, I only went there because I didn't have time to go to PetSmart where I usually go that week. But it's fucking driving me insane.
Do they not have those things that like scan you?
What do you mean, like body scanners?
Like when you come out, like
are you talking about the TSA?
If you steal. That the thing goes off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. I guess the assumption is you take the tag off and you steal the dog food.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess
that's
that,
pretty ballsy.
I guess
that's
only,
a ballsy
only
move.
Only works well with merchant, like with clothes and stuff like that, because it'd have to be tagged specifically for that. Everything else is just a barcode.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't like Walmart, you better stop going.
Yeah.
So, anyway, after the interaction, I did see her turn around and write something down on a clipboard. So I'm pretty sure I might be blackballed from the Walmart on Wellesley. Which, fine, fuck them, I don't care. I don't give a shit. I'll order my shit on Amazon, I don't care.
Right? I love Amazon. Became a Prime member this Christmas, and it's beautiful just, like, ordering something and having it show up. I mean, sometimes it'll literally be a day and a half, like, not even the 2 days, and you're just like, this is good. I think you should try, maybe you should do the Walmart checkout thing where you don't even have to go inside. You can order all your groceries and then have them bring them out to you. And I feel like this would be your new way of being like, that's right, bring me out my groceries.
I'd be like, hold on. Let me check that receipt. And I'll get my highlighter out and check the receipt. Like,
yes.
Okay, you can go now.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Hannah, does that make me an asshole?
I kind of think so based off of... Well, you kind of set the boundaries of, like, am I... the asshole because I'm going to Target and I'm not abiding Walmart. I mean, I just love Target. It's always on my mind. So.
Yeah, I get that.
Right?
I get that.
Because I go to Walmart and I abide by their rules. So I think that you are the asshole.
You think I should abide by their rules?
Yeah, if you're going to go to Walmart.
But you know what? That's the problem. Because one person starts abiding by their rules, then the rest of the fucking sheep just keep doing it. If everyone said, fuck you, and just walked through the line, then they would have to stop doing it. Because if everyone's just like, no, kiss my ass.
Not
like,
everybody's like, an asshole.
I came here. I come. I patronize your business. I pick out my shit. I bring it up. Half the people ring it up themselves. And then they pay for it and they leave. Why the fuck are you shaking me down?
They're like some kind of weird jail. I don't know. Like anyone who goes in.
Walmart might be worse than jail. I think the food in Walmart is worse than jail,
yeah.
Probably.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it's
Walmart
pizza.
Has great pizza, like those big pizzas that you can buy in the deli. It's like $9, and it's the size of like an extreme, extra large or whatever, like that you would order, and yeah. Like way better than any of the take and bake places. They, yeah. That stuff never cooks all the way through.
I don't understand take and bake. I don't want to. I just want to take. Like I don't like
because
like,
if you're gonna be maybe having it for later. Because everybody, there's, I love
then fresh just
pizza.
Order your pizza 20 minutes later. They'll deliver it to you.
You can't order cooked food with food stamps. It's corporate fascism.
Yeah, that's true. Well, like imagine if you went to McDonald's, you'd be like, can I just get my fries still frozen and a patty and just some milk? I'll churn it into a milkshake
it's a
later.
Separate
like
business.
I don't understand the. I've never understood that. It's like I can get these cooked, right?
It's like you're already hungry. That's why you're getting pizza. Why do you want to like drive?
You know,
home wait
no one buys no one buys crack for later. You buy crack for right now. No one's like, I want pizza.
No, you.
But
yeah,
later.
But maybe I want some crack like tomorrow too.
Then
like,
you buy crack tomorrow.
I don't want to leave the house tomorrow.
No
for
crackheads
my crack.
Plan ahead. If you want crack, you're leaving your house. You're,
well,
you'll
a pizza crackhead plans ahead if they want their
people
pizza.
Suck dick for crack. They'll leave their house in the cold. That's for damn sure.
No.
Well,
I don't want to.
There's people who commit their lives to sex trafficking because of crippling crack habits. I would imagine they would be willing to leave their house once in a while at the same time. So, Hannah.
Mm-hmm.
This is what happened on this show.
You have an issue, and we have to hear about it.
We yell about it. We talk about it. It's cathartic for me.
I know. I feel like this is your weekly therapy session.
It is.
We have to talk you off the ledge on freaking every Monday.